Some solid numbers for corn farmers. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. All summer, the nation's corn prices peaked below the break-even point. But now, northwest of Emmett, Idaho, corn farmer Terry Walton harvests this year's crop with renewed hope.
It has spiked recently. As soon as it got really to where we were comfortable, we contracted a bunch at 355 on the futures, just because we were pretty uneasy about what really laid in store. It went higher than that. I got 370s, pushing 380.
Earlier this summer, corn bottomed out at $3.32 a bushel. In Chicago, it's holding steady at 366. May corn futures now trading at 381. Things definitely looking up.
Well, the market this year has had some scary moments. It got down to 320 or so on the futures, which is way below my break even. And I've never thought that farming for negative dollars would be very fun. Farming for free is not a whole lot of fun, much less losing money every day.
And everyone harvesting corn right now is not only watching the commodities market, but the feeder market as well.
Still be able to turn a profit because even with the cattle prices not being the best either, or at least they're locked into feeding them because they're still buying our corn. So, which is good. There's not too many other places to go with that much corn.
Hope springs eternal, doesn't it? David Sparks, Ag Information Network.